And Russia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Today we have a story of two guys who started with one pizza place, and over the last 6 years, effective this week, have opened 10. Pretty amazing growth. And they got one of them in my town of Maple Grove. It's a delicious pizza. And the cheesesteak, I don't want to say which is better. We'll ask our guests who are with us in studio for DeRussia Eats. Shaz Khan and Antonio Gambino are with us from Tono Pizzeria and Cheesesteak. It's good to see you guys.
Hello.
Good to see you too.
How'd I do with my Antonio Gambino?
It was spot on, just like we practiced.
That's right. Can you guys believe that you, just this week in Elk River, opened your 10th Tono?
It's been a wild ride. I mean, honestly, to see the communities come out and support us. I mean, some of the folks we see have been to every single one of our openings, which is a testament to everything that we're trying to build, and that's a spot for the community to get together.
What do you think, Antonio, the key to success has been?
First, I mean, obviously having great food, but I think a lot of people have great food. I think to really set yourself apart, it's the service, it's the hospitality, it's your staff. All of those things combined, I think, separates us from other people.
Started in Maplewood, and although you guys have been thinking about pizza and thinking about cheesesteaks for a long time, why don't you tell the sort of the family history behind this?
Well, it's your family. Go ahead, man.
Shaz tells it better.
Shaz tells it better.
Yeah.
It's your family.
I you know, my dad's from Italy. My mom's from Philadelphia. I grew up there. We moved here in 93. I grew up in Minnesota, too. I grew up in the pizza industry, you know, summer breaks from school were me going in and working with my mom and dad and helping any way I can. Even though I was a young kid, I can do a ton. Through that, I just fell in love with the industry. I just love making pizzas, and seeing people's reaction is really what it's all about. And when they enjoy your product and your food, it feels great. Graduated high school, worked full time with my parents downtown Minneapolis, in 811 LaSalle, Andrea Pizza. Yeah, we have three locations down here still. My brother owns two. I own one. Shaz and I went to high school together, and we're like, we got to do something together eventually. And I just was like, hey man, what do you think? We opened up a pizzeria in Dinkytown.
He's skipping one part, and that's that he tried to get me to do his homework in high school.
That was his first job. That was his first test. If you can do this, you
my
can
response
do anything.
Was, of course, you're going to have to pay me.
Well, right. Yeah. If the money's good enough, yes. I mean, why not?
Yeah. This is a
cheese Shaz,
story.
You didn't know what a cheesesteak was, right?
That's absolutely correct. He told me he wanted to, you know, bring back the cheesesteak. And I'm like, what do you mean bring back? I don't even know what that thing is. So, we flew out to Philly, where he gave me the introductory tour to both some of his extended family back in 2014, I want to say, as well as all of the spots, Pat's, Gino's, Prince, etc. And, came back, and he was just honing in on his craft every weekend, every day almost. He would have some modification to this masterpiece that he was calling the cheesesteak, and every time it got better. So I saw somebody who was deeply dedicated to his craft, and I knew that with the pizza, but now I got to see it happen with the sandwich, and I was like, all right, he's serious, so I got to be serious.
Describe the pizza style, because it's cooked. You see the beautiful pizza of him right in all of the stores. It's cooked pretty fast, but it's not Neapolitan. It's not that fast.
It's not. I would say it's like a Neapolitan, which is a new version of the Neapolitan, where it's like a hybrid New York and Neapolitan with the char, the quality ingredients, just more crispier,
firm,
than a
firm undercarriage.
Yes,
if you want to nerd it out, right?
No water, no nothing, just nice crispy pizza. But you know, I would say higher quality than a typical New York slice that you would get at a slice shop, right?
And what's your most popular pizza, and then what's your guys' favorites?
Wow, our most popular.
Just whenever
sales,
someone says
sales,
most popular.
A margarita.
Yeah. Still, oh, really? Just straight up
it
margarita?
It is. It is.
That's,
you know, it's
the real
$11.
Test of authenticity.
It is. It is. True. If you can do a good margarita, you can really branch off and make other great pizzas.
Plus the price, $11.
Yeah, I mean, that's
great.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we always discuss how do we become a spot that's better for lunchtime and give. I mean, you go out to eat nowadays, and it's like $30 just to, by the time you check out. So I was like, you know, how do we get, you know, a fast, casual, great quality pizza?
What's your go-to, Shaz? What do you order?
So to be honest, this is more of a new thing for me, but I actually really enjoy our gluten-free crust. Like, I'm not gluten-free, but I just love the flavor. It's a cauliflower base. And it's unlike any other cauliflower crust that I've tried, to be quite honest. I really like it, but I'm a classico guy, just a plain cheese pizza. That's the tried and tested variant for me. But I'm also a big fan of mushrooms, so we have a fungi, and that's probably my favorite.
The fungo. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fungo.
Fungus.
I'm a fun guy.
Yeah. I tried to correct you like really subtly, though. I tried to do it really subtly. Our guests are Shaz Khan and Antonio Gambino from Tono Pizzeria and Cheesesteak. So to go, how do you go from 1 to 10? Like in 6 years, it's so fast. The cost of like rent in so many of these locations, especially as you've been expanding really very much into the suburbs. You started in Maplewood. Was St. Paul number two?
Yep.
And then you look at all of your locations. You're in Apple Valley, Invergrove Heights, Chan, Woodbury, Coon Rapids. What did I miss? Southwest Minneapolis, Maple Grove. Yep. So
Elk River.
It is. That's a crazy rate of expansion. So how do you do it? How do you get the money?
Well, we have great partners. You know, we're half of the Tono tribe at the ownership level. Mm. You know, we've expanded that partnership to more friends of ours, actually, who, you know, we have in-house construction, we have in-house real estate expertise, and between all of us, you know, and our primary lending institution, you know, we make it all work. So, you know, we're very grateful not to have had to go outside for capital, for growth, and that's allowed us to do things creatively and efficiently.
Pretty great. It has to be gratifying to have that network of friends, that network of people you know and you trust, because you're both pretty young, right? How old are you, Antonio?
41.
41 and Shaz?
40.
Yeah. Pretty young.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 50, so I look at you and I'm like, you're a couple of young guys. Yeah. You hang around with 20-year-old employees. They think you're very old.
Right.
But that is like, you know, when you look at local... I don't know. Do you like being described as a chain?
No.
You're close. You're a multi-unit restaurant, though.
So, yeah, absolutely.
You're close to punch size, right? How many spots do they have?
Around the same, I think. Yeah. You know,
I think they got to 12 or 14 at some point.
We have a couple more coming soon this year. So you're
breaking
looking at
news.
Me. Like,
where are you going? Who's getting a Tono? Give me a clue.
Well, I can give you the location.
All right.
The news is out there somewhere. So North Loop. North Loop's getting one.
Ah, that's right. Yes.
And,
congrats.
And go ahead with the other one.
Wayzata?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Are there differences for you? Like, I mean, the communities you cover are so different. Obviously, you're in Elk River, and you'll see how that develops. But you look at, like, Chanhassen versus St. Paul. Or... Mm-hmm. What the North Loop experience, they might want more late night, right? Mm-hmm. Like, who knows? Are all the stores different, or do they end up being pretty similar?
As far as like operating hours, or just
like your experience with them,
the guests.
Yeah, I mean, I would say like when you look at sales, they can differ a little bit to like Coon Rapids, Elk River, those locations. I mean, we sell a lot of cheesesteaks versus pizza, where it's like St. Paul. Hmm. It's more heavy pizzas. We still sell a lot of cheesesteaks. Yeah. As far as the late night, yeah, it's definitely something we're going to look into with the North Loop being so close to kind of where everyone hangs out at the bars and all that. But yeah, I mean, each store has its one unique pizza, so I try to build it around to what I think that community would like. Hmm. Sometimes I do good, sometimes not so good.
Having that sort of local... connection.
Feel. We want it to feel, I mean, we discuss it all the time. We don't want to ever feel like a chain. I think a lot of people walk in and feel like this is still a Minnesota brand from Minnesota guys that are doing a great job and care about each community that they're in. And we kind of hand those tools off to our general managers and our staff, and like, this is your store. You own this. You know, when people walk in to Maple Grove, they should know you. We wanted to feel that connection, not like you walk into this big chain and there's new employees every day, right?
Taxters are asking questions.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're talking about Antonio or Shaz. Wondering if our guest is a relation to Mario, who had a pizza place in Matamida. No.
I don't know if I should say yes.
Yes.
That's my uncle.
That's your uncle.
Yeah.
Your uncle had a...
On my dad's side, Mario. Yeah, Mario Gambino.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
See, the texters know.
That's awesome.
What does it mean personally to kind of see the reception that you've had, see the jobs that you've created, see the kind of excitement when you end up opening a new store? Because you still, 6 years in, are that shine is still there, I think. Whenever news comes that you're coming somewhere, people get excited, which I think is very... Back with DeRussia Eats, our guests are from Tono Pizzeria and Cheesesteak, which just opened their 10th location. They started 6 years ago from one store to 10. Pretty great story, and they're continuing to rise, sharing two more new locations that are opening soon here in the Twin Cities. Antonio Gambino and Shaz Khan are with us. First, we congratulate Barb in Minneapolis, who just won that four-pack of tickets for the July 4th game, the Twins game on our Twins Ticket Tuesday. She heard the crack of the bat, so congratulations. 3:10 start. Be a fun way to celebrate the 4th of July. You can get tickets at twins.com/tickets. Okay, Antonio and Shaz. Pizza, you've tried a lot. Three pizza places that you guys like that are not your own.
Three each?
Three total. Whatever, three each.
I'll go first. I would say it's Surly. I think they have a really good pizza.
That's a good pizza. The upstairs?
Yes. I enjoyed it. That's probably the best I've had in Minnesota.
Antonio gives the love to Surly. That's very good. How about you, Sha?
Red Wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's
that place is special, too. Like, you just feel good when you go into that restaurant, you know?
Yeah, they're doing it right. Yeah. You know, hospitality is the name of the game, and they're doing it right.
They let you split a pizza in half, which I think is like the ultimate hospitality. So you could do like half of the banh mi and half of the whatever. And I think that's pretty cool. One other you guys like?
I'll do Rectangle.
Yeah, pizza. The Detroit style pizza.
I thought he was going to say Costco. I mean, what? Why are you laughing?
Price, like,
listen, that's good pizza.
That Costco pizza is pretty good.
It is good.
Do you guys get sick of eating pizza ever?
Occasionally.
A little bit,
I can probably eat a cheesesteak daily. It's like a nighttime thing. Morning
you both
pizza.
Are so skinny. Like, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, this makes no sense.
There's a lot of Fat Tonys in this guy. That's why we named it Fat Tony.
There's
a lot of, that's my
I don't
too.
Get sick of it. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's exciting every time.
Well, we're so thrilled for your success. Congratulations on Elk River, the latest store that just opened.
Thank you so much.
And from 1 to 10, and let's go to 20 and 30 and 40. Why not?
I love it.
If people want it, they'll get it.
It's pizza, man. Dan Cook, the pickiest eater in the world. Pizza is always a
What's my favorite food? Pizza. Sorry. That's
They have salads, too. You know, I always get a salad.
Yeah.
You gotta throw it on there. You know? You gotta have something green.
Thank you, guys. DeRussia Hour News headline, the lead coming up, the big time bomb the president dropped today. We'll talk about it next.